All right, guys, Rusty Mansell here of Dogs HQ, doing something a little different tonight and kind of going to have some questions. I'm going to take a lot of questions from you guys, and this is something we're doing a little bit different. You know, don't know we're going to do this every week, but Jake and I talked about it, and I'm getting some feedback there, so now I'm good. So listen, two things I want to do here real quick. I want you guys to be able to tell me where you're from and get your questions in the comments here. And I'm going to lead. I always kind of lead with a story. You know what I mean? And everybody wants to hear Rusty stories and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to give 2 quick minutes while everybody's checking in here as we get comments and people coming in. I want to say this, and we'll go. I'm going to get some offense thoughts, some defensive thoughts into the Marshall game. I always get the question, how did you start in a business? And that was something that happened to me, I think, in 2008. I had a good friend that got a job with Scout.com, and I have always followed recruiting. It's something I've followed, and people that knew me before I even got into the business knew how much my passion was about recruiting. I kept up with it. You know, I told Garrison Hurst when I've met him, now I've met him several times over the years, I told Garrison that me following his recruitment in high school was kind of jump-started me into following recruiting and having a passion. So I want to start by saying that. And in 2008, I got a job. I didn't get a job. I had a friend that got a job with Scout.com. Well, sure enough, I didn't know that he got a job as like one of the regional recruiting analysts. He sends me an email and says, "Hey, Rusty, I've got this job. You're one of the first people I thought about when I got this job." I was like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? What can I do to get in? I'm in the corporate world. I got a great job, but I would love to do something like this, and you know, kind of what I can do." And basically, the only appreciate you guys checking in. Yeah, tell me where you're from and start getting your questions in, so we'll go back to that. But you know, how I started with Scout.com is I just started volunteering, and there was no money. I didn't know anybody. They just said, "Look, if you want to start coming to what back then it was Under Armour camps," and that was the big deal. So I basically would go to an Under Armour camp on the weekends, and what I would do is chart 40s. I would literally stand there, and somebody would, you know, number 100 would run by, and I would write down, you know, number 100 just ran 4.78, and I would chart 40s. And then when I got done with 40s, I would go over and help do whatever. I'd pick up cones, and still I was just a volunteer, and I did that for a long, long time. And you know, a year went by, and it's kind of hard to explain to a wife that you're leaving on the weekends, you're not getting paid for anything. And eventually someone at Scout reached out to me and said, "Look, if you want to get paid, you can start going to film game, high school games." So I would go film high school games on Friday night, and I would make $50. And you had to record every clip and stop. And I would come home, and I would plug my camcorder into their database. It would take all night long to transfer those files. This was before Huddle now. So I would transfer those files over into a database, and they were selling the high school tape to colleges. So I would do, you know, 4 or 5 games a month, and I'd make $200. And I thought, man, I'm rolling. So, you know, it's kind of the way I got in. I get a call from Shannon Terry, who I did not know at the time. Did not know Shannon. I knew who he was, but did not know him. And I was doing a little bit of volunteer work for Scout and started posting and making a little bit of name for myself. And Shannon called me one night and said, "Who are you? What's your name? What do you do?" I told him. I think this was in like January of maybe 2010. And he said, "Look, I'm going to start a new company, but give me a couple months. I'm going to call you back. I'm interested in you. Let's see if we can work something out." You know, 5, 6, 7 months go by. I don't hear anything. I never thought really twice about it. I get a phone call one night from Shannon Terry, and he goes, "I'm starting a company called 24/7 Sports." And I said, "Okay, what is that?" And we started talking, and a couple of days later, I went to Nashville. I sat down with him, and I told him, I said, "Look, I've got a great corporate job. I'm doing part-time work and all those things." And he said, "So I'll make you a job offer." Done some research on you. And I said, "Okay." And, you know, made me a full-time job offer. And that was my dream to go to. What was great about that was he hired me, I think, at the end of June for 24/7. Nobody knew what 24/7 was. It wasn't even out yet. And I don't think we started till like August the 15th. So I had an entire month and a half of not doing anything. Like, I didn't know. I mean, I'm from a corporate world. I'm 10 years into 8 to 5, you know, job and having to email all day. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to find something to do. So basically, you know, we didn't have a website at the time. He goes, look, just go watch practices, go take pictures, do whatever you want to do. And when we launch, you'll have some content. So I call it one of the greatest summers I've ever had. I got my dream job from Shannon Terry. And I was probably the third or fourth person he ever hired at 24/7, to be honest with you. It was great. I've been with him ever since. And, you know, I'm here with him now. And it's a big reason that Jake Rowe and I all, you know, all rolled our dice and came over here with him when he gave us the opportunity, and been very thankful. So a lot of people ask me all the time, how did you get started? And, you know, I tell people I volunteered for a year and a half, 2 years with no pay, and just did what I was able to do. So see some people checking in, man. Thank you. There's my guy. There's my Chattanooga guy. See some Lindale. Jeff, I don't know which one you are from Lindale, but I'm sure I know you. And my guy from North Carolina there, from Thomasville. Want to get into some stuff right here. Kay Spring, Austin Thomas, I know him. He's got a great clothing store in Rome, Georgia. If you ever stop by on Broad Street, go by and see him over there on Broad Street. Got some great Georgia gear in there, so I'll give you a plug on that. Want to start by saying offense and what's been the kind of the theme of the fall. And if you're a member of Dogs HQ, you know that Jake and I and everybody that writes about our team over there have kind of said the whole time that the offense is different. You know what I mean? It's a different game. I'm not going to sit here and get into the back and forth of Carson Beck and Gunnar Stockton and all that. They all have strengths and weaknesses and those types of things. You know, you could say what you want about Carson Beck. The guy's a pro prospect, and we'll see, you know, when he goes to Miami what he has. What Gunnar Stockton brings to the table is a different skill set. You know, this is a guy that the run game is going to be heavily involved with him. And I like his mentality. I like his makeup. You know, he is a different person. And not saying that the Carson Beck thing is wrong. This is a totally different person. This is a very low key, very humble kid. There's some stuff, you know, he is from a very successful family. And he is a really good kid. And I've known this young man since he was in the ninth grade. I know his family very well. And this is a guy that I think people, you know, I say it all the time, the aw shuck stuff. And, you know, you see the low key side. You don't see, unless you're really in there, what this guy, you know, he I don't want to get you in trouble, Gunner, but he uses language too. You know what I mean? He's got that in him. And I think to be able to win a locker room over and win a team over like he has, you have to have that. You know, you can be buddy-buddy off the field, but they got to know you got that switch. And I think that Gunner, that's the thing I like about Gunner. I've heard he's had a great fall camp. I think he's very much in control of the offense. And I've said this, I believe in Gunnar Stockton. I said to buy stock in Gunnar Stockton, okay? Now, but I have said with everything else, you also have to say that, you know, Gunnar has to do it on Saturdays. You know, we've had two small sample sizes of him. I'm not really worried about a Notre Dame sample size and that thing. It was a lot going on there, a tough situation for everybody. They played a hell of a football team, okay? Notre Dame was great. And they got beat. It is what it is. But I think that with Gunner, he's got a great start. He's had a great fall camp, and this is a guy that I'm expecting big things out of. You know, I'm quite frankly now, if you're a Georgia fan, be excited what you hear out of the quarterback room. I thought Ryan Puglisi continues to progress. He's got a big arm. This is a kid that's wired the right way. You know, he knew coming to Georgia, he might have to wait a little while. And he was competing for that job, and he's not going to give up. I'll say this too, Ryan Montgomery. This is a young man coming off an ACL. This is a true freshman. I've heard a lot of good things about him. Now, I've heard this guy is extremely smart. And there's a lot of people that I have talked to are like, hey, man, this guy has some Jake Fromm to him. Like, he's picking this thing up like this. And, you know, you see Gunner there with Dylan Fairchild, who, by the way, congratulations, is now starting in the NFL. But, you know, that's the type of thing. Those guys are cheering hard for Gunner. And you see the behind the scenes, and Lawson Lucky talks about Gunner. So it's his time, but he's got to do it on Saturdays. So, you know, it's a big experience. Had a great offseason. It's his time. Wide receivers are room, guys. I'm telling you right now, it's a totally different situation. And I'm just going to be blunt with you on that. The wide receiver room is a lot better. Now, they have to do it on Saturdays. But you're talking about, if you look at that receiver room 1 year ago today, what they have in there now versus what they were hoping, you know, when you lose a player, you know, late in fall camp last year, a player got arrested and you know, no longer with the team. So that really hurt experienced guys. So, but you look at these guys, you look at Zachariah Branch, you look at Noah Thomas right there, 6'5", 200 pounds. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he's going to be, I'm telling you, man, he's going to catch a lot of good balls. You look at Kobe Young, you look at Talon Taylor, you look at CJ Wiley, London Humphreys. I don't talk about London Humphreys enough. We don't talk about London Humphreys enough. He's going to be in there early Saturday if he doesn't start. So there's a lot of guys there. I'm excited about some of the Thomas Blackshear, some of the younger guys, you know, Sakovi White, Dylan Bell. We don't mention Dylan Bell enough. Dylan Bell absolutely is going to be heavily involved in the offense. So I just think that Georgia's got some playmakers. And I've said this kind of in the offseason. You have to be able at times to out-athlete people. You have to be able to out-athlete people. And Georgia's been on they've been on that both sides of that. You know what I mean? Where you play Alabama in 2020 and you got freaking great coverage. You play them in 2019 and they just have better wide receivers. You got NFL DBs. They just had a little better wide receiver. And that's the way you start taking those averages away. And that's what happens with guys like that. You see Zachariah Branch there. I think he's going to be fantastic. Guys, you should be excited about Zachariah Branch in the return game. I'm telling you. Somebody asked me on a chat the other night, would he score 2.5 touchdowns this year, over 2.5 in the return game or special teams? That's really hard to do, but it will not shock me if he does, man. I'm telling you, this guy's electric with a ball in his hands. Let's move to the offensive line. You know, you're replacing, what do you got, three guys that are now starting in the NFL off of last year's team? I think the only guy that didn't make an NFL squad today was Xavier Trust. Everybody else made it. You look at Monroe Freeland. This is a kid that we've talked about this. He tried to play against Notre Dame. He did not look good at all against Notre Dame. He was beat to hell. He had surgery 2 days after the Notre Dame game. He was out he was out 6 months. Listen, I don't make those decisions. You love that he gutted it out and tried to play. Obviously, he wasn't there. He got hurt, I think, against Tech, and it got worse as the year went on. You look at Drew Bobo right there. This is a guy that I'm telling you right now, Drew Bobo is just as valuable as anybody on the team. If he's one and done as this year as a starter, I can see that happening. This guy is extremely athletic. The scouts love him. I talked to an NFL scout this week, got some feedback, and they think the world of this guy. He's super smart. He's athletic. He can get out into space. You start thinking about guys or athletic centers, you start talking about David Andrews, who wind up being undrafted. It was a 10-year vet for the Patriots, 2-time Super Bowl champ. Is in the Ring of Honor. He's not the biggest dude you've ever seen, but he's athletic and knows how to play with leverage. And I think Drew Bobo's got a lot of, you know, I'm not trying to put him as a 10-year NFL veteran, but he's got a lot of that in today's game. You know, he's smart. He can make the calls and great body control. Juan Gaston, this is a guy that everybody wants to talk about, and rightfully so, man. This is a big human. This is a 6'7.5". I think he came to Georgia at 390 pounds, 389. I know at one point in fall camp he hit 349, which is a huge, huge deal. And he's going to – listen, if he doesn't start Saturday, he's going to be in the best five when it matters, in my opinion. And when I say that, you probably start looking at Tennessee, where's Georgia at? I think Juan Gaston is so valuable that he may wind up starting at one of the guard positions. But if something were to happen, somebody at tackle, I do think he might be the first person left or right tackle they would put in. This is a kid that and somebody put it right there. My man T Ty 1214, the dancing bear. And that's exactly what he is. I mean, this guy's huge, a former AAU basketball player. His dad played basketball at Georgia Tech. His dad was a AAU high-level basketball player. You know, Juan played basketball up until like the 10th grade, but he played AAU going all the way up. So that's another guy. But, you know, the running back position is a spot that we talk about a lot. And, you know, you got Nate Frazier coming back. And you got Cash Jones, who's a third down back for Georgia, who's a big weapon. He's going to play a little bit this year, a little more inside the tackles. Chauncey Bowens is a guy that I mentioned this week with a lot of buzz, and that's good news for Georgia. You know, I want to see where he is. You know, does he carry it over? But, you know, I had somebody at practice yesterday, and I asked him, I said, who impressed you? And unsolicited, first thing they said, Chauncey Bowens, 33. So that's a guy that I think want to keep, you know, see where his reps are. Can he help you? Because he's a 205-pound plus back. You got to have those big guys. Dwight Phillips, Peanut. You know, I heard today, you know, I had somebody at practice today, and I said, who impressed you? And they go, who's number 20? And I said, that's Dwight Phillips Jr. And they go, man, he can fly. I mean, he was all over the place. And, you know, we've mentioned him. So they've got some guys there. You heard Kirby yesterday say, hey, that as a whole, this has been a really good group. This is one of the fastest players. Obviously, Dab is a gold medalist, and you know, he's a 10-300, I think, guy coming out of Pebble Brook High School, ran track there. So, you know, I think that we've got Georgia. You look at Georgia, they got some players. I think it goes through Nate. I don't think it's make or break with Nate Frazier, but they're going to have some guys. This is what I say about the running back position. Give me somebody that can break a tackle. Give me somebody that can make it 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 7. And that's where I'll go. Let's kind of tap into the defensive side as a fall camp review here a little bit. And, you know, I think the questions that I always get, Jake Rowe always gets, and our guys on the board is, who's going to be the third down pass rusher? How good is the defensive line? And who's going to start safety other than KJ Bolden? And, you know, we can piece together what's been going on in practice every week, but at the end of the day, I think we've kind of learned covering Georgia, you want to see those guys who's doing it. Thank you there for tuning in from Detroit, man. Take care of my boy, Tate Ratledge up there, who just now got named a starter from right here in Rome, Georgia. So you take care of my guy up there in Detroit. So you look at the D-line, and I think there's some guys there. This is what I've said. I think people kind of take it sometimes that I'm down on the D-line. I'm not down on the D-line. I think the D-line group is very solid as a group. Do they have a Jalen Carter? Not right now, they don't. Do they have a Devontae White? Not right now, they don't. Those are first-rounders. When you look at number 90 right there, Elijah Griffin, he was the number one defensive lineman in America last year for most everybody. Charles Power said, our recruiting analyst, who doesn't get kind of over the top, Charles Power said, this is the best defensive line prospect he's covered in the last 2 or 3 classes, which is a big deal to me. Now, give me Elijah Griffin about Alabama week. Give me 3 games and give me a bye and get this guy ready. Christian Miller, somebody said a comment there, can easily be a first rounder. He doesn't have a first round grade. He's got about a 3rd round grade. Can he play himself up into it? Can he play himself up into that role? And I think he can. But the reason Christian Miller came back is because he had a 3rd or 4th round grade. And that's why he's coming back to improve. And he's got a great opportunity. He's going to be the guy this year. He needs to stay healthy. You see my man Nas Stackhouse right there. Shout out to Nazir Stackhouse for making the Green Bay Packers as an undrafted free agent, man. Incredible. So that's great. Yeah. See my guy there, Sean Heislip, man. Good to see you, man, over at Branch and Barrel. And at the Avalon, you guys go see him. He's been a longtime supporter of Dogs HQ. You guys go by and see him as well. Great place. Yes, Chaz Chambliss. We'll get into some NFL guys in just a minute. I want to touch on defense so I don't get hijacked here. You know, linebackers, I've said it all along, inside linebackers are the strength of this team. You look at Justin Williams. You look at Chris Cole. You look at C.J. Allen. You look at Raylan Wilson. You know, you look at all those guys and Zayden Walker, I don't think people understand Zayden Walker was the number one linebacker in America last year. Had Zayden Walker wanted this thing to get nuts, it would have got nuts. He committed to Georgia, and then he was done. He was the number one linebacker in America last year. He was basically Tyler Atkinson last year. Georgia got him, and he committed with that. He just said, I'm going to Georgia. But you see C.J. Allen there, and that's a guy that I think is poised to have a big year. I think C.J. Allen's going to have a great year. I think he played a little bit hurt. He got a little bit heavy last year. I think – how about my man right there, Bubby, watching from upstate New York? I'll tell you something, Bubby. I follow you on Instagram, man. You're everywhere. So one of these days I'm going to have to hook up and travel with you. You and your wife are doing – y'all are out on the road, man. I'm enjoying keeping up with y'all. CJ Allen, I think, is a guy. I think you know what you got in him. I've said this right now. I'll say this. If you take this team on paper on defense right now and you write down the top 36 guys, I would say I think Chris Cole might wind up being the highest rated prospect out of all of them. Doesn't mean he's going to start right now, but you go back and look at this in 3 years, maybe Elijah Griffin too, because of the, you know, I don't want to say anything before his kids played a game. But I think Chris Cole is a superstar in waiting. KJ Bolden, you know, as we get into the back end back there, KJ Bolden, obviously super freshman year. He's going to get All-American type honors. He's going to be a high draft pick, you know, in 2 years for him too. So he's there. The other safety spot, and Jake Rowe mentions this a lot in his daily reports and his weekly reports, you know, is Ja'Cory Thomas. And then it's Adrian Maddox. We feel like those two guys are battling for that spot. Ja'Cory Thomas, obviously the experience of being in the system. Adrian Maddox, a senior coming over. Look at the pathway. See, Adrian Maddox, this young man at a Heritage High School in Conyers. He went to Alabama State, played 2 years. He goes to UAB. I think he might have played one or two there. I think maybe one. And then he transfers over to Georgia. So, you know, that's kind of a different path. And that's where the portal, that's the good part about the portal. You know what I mean? Those guys can do that. So appreciate y'all checking in, man. Let's get to some questions. Corner, you know, I think the question is going to be Daniel Harris or Ellis Robinson. I have to go out and say one or the other. I think both those guys are going to play opposite of Dalen Everett. I think Ellis Robinson may get the start, and that's great for competition. You know what I mean? Daniel Harris, if somebody's taking some of your reps, fight back. Let's see what you got. You look at Ellis Robinson, who was the ESPN number one overall player in the class of 24. He was the number one player in the country, regardless of position. And you look at him, that was Fran Brown's guy. I loved him. Fran goes to Syracuse. There was a moment there where Ellis Robinson, Miami and those schools, and Fran was like, look, you need to go to Georgia. You got Kirby. You got T. Rob's going to be there. Muschamp. These are the guys. This is your guy. So, you know, that was Fran Brown's kind of going away present there to keep Ellis Robinson. So, let's get into some questions over here. You know, Maddox, Thomas, or Branch. I think both of those guys are a little bit ahead of Branch right now. I'm not counting out Branch. You know, basically from what I've heard in that position, sounds like Ja'Cory's a little bit, you know, a little better run game, a little better run fit, and Adrian, you know, covers a little bit better on the deep end. So both of those guys might play in here. We got McKenzie out of, where is that? Eagle Mountain, Utah. Great, man. That's a spot out there, huh? How are we thinking O-line would do? I'm expecting improvement there. I think that you know, you see some people, and Kirby Smart made a comment. Everybody talks about Phil Rasher coming over from the Jacksonville Jaguar offensive line coach. If you notice, the first time that Kirby Smart in a press conference was asked, and I don't know if you guys paid attention or not, but he talked about John Lilly. And John Lilly, former tight end coach at Georgia, former tight end coach at Cleveland Browns. I think he was with the Carolina Panthers for a while. Then he was with North Carolina, University of North Carolina. He comes back to Georgia as a quality control guy. This guy brings a lot to the run game, and he's been involved with some of that stuff. And so, when Kirby brought him up, that kind of rang a bell to me, like, oh, okay, there's another, you know, so they've got a lot of guys in there, you know, that spend a lot of time in those deals. Rusty, a lot of buzz on Daniel Calhoun. You know, I think Daniel getting hurt set him back a little bit. But certainly when you bring in somebody like Juan Gaston, who's obviously made an immediate impact, Daniel Calhoun was heavily recruited, just like Juan Gaston was. I mean, Texas went all out for Daniel Calhoun. Let me say that again. Texas was all in on Daniel Calhoun, and he still went to Georgia. So right now I would say he is behind Juan Gaston. Doesn't mean he's not going to play. Doesn't mean they can't find a spot for him. But, you know, that's a thing about Georgia. You know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're the guy, and they bring in this super freak, and this guy's taking some reps. So You know, can you fight back and you get your opportunity? Are you ready when your opportunity is called? Because if Juan Gaston has to get bumped to tackle somewhere at some point, guess who's next man up right there? It could be Daniel Calhoun. So he has to be ready to play too. Rusty, will you be at the game? I will not be at this game. I will not be at the first two games. After that, I'm there. My guy Jake Rowe, Jeremy Johnson, they have you completely covered. Dogs HQ will be covered. I got some things going on during the next 2 weeks I'm doing. Obviously, I'll watch the Georgia games. Obviously, we'll do YouTube shows and those things. We'll have you covered completely. But I will not be at those first two games. I was there last night. I was there in the stadium last night. And we were shooting a thing with DJ Shockley on Fox 5, man. It was awesome. But the cheerleaders, they were simulating the whole pregame. And they did the trumpet. They did Georgia coming in to the Who. It was awesome, man. They turned the lights off, went red for us at the end. And it really gave me some juice, man, some of those things. I got a question. And we made a note on Dogs HQ about Janelle Guerrero. I heard he kind of got banged up today. So we made a note on Dogs HQ. You guys can go over there and check that out, kind of what we're expecting there, what we're hearing so far. So really, I'm not going to address that on here tonight. But, you know, if you're a member there at Dogs HQ, you'll kind of know there. St. Augustine, Florida is checking in. Josh McCray, one and done. Bubby, you know, the thing about Josh right now, he's been a little bit banged up and got sick there, you know, and without getting too deep into medical stuff, because that's not what you need to be doing, but you know, they ran some tests on him and trying to figure some things out. He came back and practiced, you know, last week. And, you know, kind of don't know where he is, but he missed a good bit of time there, you know, that first about 7, 8, 10 days, I would imagine, at camp. So he's a little behind, but I'm not, don't write him off yet. You know, he seems to be like he's getting back into the flow and they need him. But right now, I think Georgia probably going to go with Nate Bowens, Dwight Phillips, and Cass Jones, obviously, on third down. So we'll see if Bo Walker, you know, I think Bo Walker's had a great start. I think he can play. Now, can he pass pro? I don't know. Oftentimes when you see these young running backs, if they can't pass pro right now, pick everything up, they're not going to play when you get a chance to get your quarterback hurt. Sakobe White, I think Sakobe White is not getting enough attention. You're right there. And I'll say this, Sakobe White, right now, with Zachariah Branch in there, he's probably not going to make a big dent this year. But I think with Zachariah Branch, in my opinion, going pro after this year, that's a spot Sakobe White could slide right into, because he's got some electric to him too. Great, you know, he's not as fast as Zachariah Branch, but he's got incredible ball skills, and he's kind of short air. I steal my word from my guy Barton Simmons, short airy suddenness, and that's what he's got. Great kid too. What do you think fans will immediately notice they fixed from last season? Listen, Georgia is going to be the overwhelming favorite this weekend, and they're going to be the overwhelming favorite really next weekend. So you don't know what they're going to show, because Georgia should be able to line up and just mash people, move people, and if they take control of the ball and don't turn anything over, something cheap, then Georgia should be fine. Now, let's get to Tennessee, because it's a totally different animal. You're going into one of the wildest stadiums you're going to play in. I mean, Neyland is unhinged. Now, don't sugarcoat that. That would be one of the top two or three places that Georgia has to play. That place is going to be bonkers for Georgia. And so you can imagine. But Georgia's also not going to – they're not going to hide anything. They're whatever they've got, whatever packages they got, whatever – places they're going to wind up putting people, they're definitely going to show their cards there this week. Yeah, checking in good there, guys. And listen, you know, this is something we're trying. If you like it, leave us a note and we'll go back and read the comments. It's something I'll probably do a couple of times a month, especially during football season. Catch back up with you guys, take some questions. But Q Johnson, you know, here's what I'll say about Q Johnson. And people at times undervalue Chaz Chambliss because he didn't have the stat line. Well, Chaz Chambliss did all the dirty work. And guess what? Chaz Chambliss is now an NFL player. He made the 53-man roster today. I think Quatavius Johnson is a guy that's going to do a lot of dirty work. I don't know that he's going to lead in sacks. He's bigger than Chaz Chambliss. And what I was told last night, I said, what's going on? He said, that dude's tough as hell. And he's 6'4", 6'5". He's got some length. He's going to eat up blocks, eat up guards, tackles, gets all those counters. I think he's going to be a lot in that role. So I don't know if he's going to have all the stats you think he is, but this guy's going to be a very big piece of the puzzle. Checking in from Rockmart. Yeah, tough loss this week, but I'm still a believer in Rockmart. I think they're going to be really good in AA this year. The ceiling floor overall defensive player this year, defensive play this year, I think that Georgia, Jake Rowe sometimes reels me in when I start talking about defense and I get a little bit worried. He goes, Rusty, it's Kirby, it's Schumann, it's Muschamp, it's T-Rob, it's Trey Scott, it's Chidera. Calm down. And he's right. Is this going to be the most dominant defense team Kirby Smart's had? No. Is it going to be the most talented on paper? No. Can they still be damn good? Yes. And that's something that Jake does. That's something that Jake does with me. And it kind of reminds me sometimes. Dan Jackson did not make the team. He's on injured reserve right now. So he got hurt the first time, but he'll be fine. I think he's going to be back at some point. Maybe, I don't know if he's back this year, but hopefully so. Who scores first TD on Saturday? I'll go. It's a great question there. Let's go Zachariah Branch. I've been riding that the whole time. Let's see if Zachariah Branch. Let me leave you with this. Let's see if Zachariah Branch breaks a tunnel screen for about 35. Would that be some humorous there? Because I'm telling you right now, Mike Bobo loves a screen game, and you give him somebody like this that can break tackles, that can make you miss small spaces, that's coming. I want to say this. We'll wrap this thing up, but I do want to finish before I get off of here. We're going to be at Redstone Market and Butcher Saturday in Athens. If you're coming from Jefferson, the Jefferson exit into Athens, you're going to see it on the right. I was there yesterday. This place is huge. It's awesome. Jake Rowe is going to be there this week and next week. Alabama week, I will be there. We will be together the rest of the season. Stop by CJ. Guys, they've got all your tailgate stuff. They've got cold beer. I don't know if I can say cold beer. They got cold beverage. They got gas, ice, anything you need. They got all kind of nice Georgia stuff. They got coolers, anything you want. You can order your tailgate pre-order, and you can pull in the parking lot and get your stuff, and you're back on the road in the stadium. It's a great place. So we'll be there this week. Save these questions. You guys like this? We'll do it a couple of times. I'll do it 2 or 3 times a month. This is a lot better setting, but want to kind of give you guys a little bit of this, but I want to say this. We'll be there Saturday. Jake Rowe will be there, and I've got a brand new Dogs HQ tent. Can't miss it. Go by and see my guy, Jake. Go by and see us all year. We'll be there. For that, we're going to kind of finish this thing up tonight, and thank you guys. That was a fast freaking 30 minutes, man. But we'll come back. I promise you, I'll be back next Tuesday. I always do a Sunday Ask Rusty chat on the Dogs HQ message board. Love doing that. That's great. Y'all got me this week. You see that right there, Redstone family, tailgate there. So go out and check them out, man. That place is awesome. You guys are going to love it, and it'd be worth your stop there. So for tonight, we're going to wrap this thing up. A little Dogs HQ Live with Rusty Medcell. You guys keep commenting where you are, what you liked about this. We're going to do it some more. We'll go back and check the comments, and appreciate you guys joining me tonight. And we'll be back another time this week, and we'll be back Saturday at some point with a follow-up and a recap of Georgia Marshall. Thanks, guys.